most of our listeners and viewers will relate to Carmina Burana through O Fortuna.
Carmina is incredibly approachable music-wise, but it's also very visceral. Those pounding rhythms are, it's one of a kind. My name is Ramona Panzagra, and I'm the music director and principal conductor for Kansas City Ballet. I will have the symphony chorus stacked to the ceiling on both sides of the stage, as well as the ragazzi, the children's chorus from Liberty High School, as well as 24 singers on stage and the full symphony in the pit. So the sound should be extraordinary.
William Whitener, artistic director, Kansas City Ballet. Well, Carmina Burana comes from the, depending what your sources are, 11th, 12th, 13th century texts and poems from students of the clergy. And they were satirical, irreverent. So it's a rather bawdy piece. And Karl Orff then, in 1936, took these poems and texts and put them to music.
My name is James Jordan. I'm ballet master for Kansas City Ballet. Karl Orff's score is really a powerful choice for a ballet because the so many rhythms involved and the power of the voice and all the underlying layers of beats and percussion. There's so many choices for the choreographer to make.
Choreographers are very musical, and especially in the case of Tony Pimble. The tempo, for example, of one of the sections here is as fast as I've ever heard it, but it is Orff's original tempo marking. But no one ever tries it because the Latin is vicious at that tempo. She's got it that fast, and it is so exciting.
Tony Pimble has chosen to have 24 of the chorus members and the three soloists really interacting with the dancers on stage.
The singers on stage obviously have issues to deal with. They have to know where they are spatially on stage. They have directions they have to turn. They will have dancers running in and around them, as well as trying to sing.
The singers are really physically challenged, and they're trying to really just be like the dancers. And she wants them to all look like they're a part of this medieval community together, that they aren't just a group over there singing notes and a group over here dancing around, that it's this whole community. And I think she's really achieved that.
But what's really exciting to me is that we have probably the largest number of singers, dancers, and musicians in the Kauffman Center for one particular event, Carmina Burana. That is a remarkable use of talent in the Kansas City area.